Oregon has had three high-profile rescues and attempted rescues in the past few months. In November, people from across the country hoped the best for James Kim, who eventually died of hypothermia in a creek after his walk to search for help for his wife and two daughters. They survived. In December, I, for one, pored over up-to-the-hour websites for word about three climbers lost on Mount Hood. Eventually, we learned that the three perished. Two were never found. Avalanches and crevasses, one newspaper explained, can swallow a climber and leave no trace. And just last week, we heard that those climbers who'd fallen down an icy ledge on Mount Hood would live to tell their tale of survival, thanks to the warmth of a dog and an electronic locator device that helped searchers find them. All three episodes bring up multiple questions of responsibility. But consider especially the ultimate responsibility of those who try to help, the rescuers. Here's what I mean. In November, rescuers began a search for the Kim family in a spot quite north of where they were found. In December, the rescue team searching for the three Mount Hood climbers had to call off the search repeatedly when storms became too severe. Even in the rescue just a few days ago, searchers reached the site early but waited for better visibility to attempt the rescue. Maybe if those in charge had made different decisions, there would have been different outcomes. But who are we to second-guess the experts, those who understand the nuances of search and rescue because they know it so well? That's the attitude that judges generally take toward the question of government search and rescue liability. When those in need have died, on a mountain or in the sea, and their loved ones have sued, the courts have generally sided with those who tried but failed to rescue them. Courts most often refuse to second-guess the reasonableness of rescuer decisions. There are four factors to consider in any rescue attempt, experts have explained to judges: safety, human resources, economic resources, and government interference with individual freedom. Those who rescue, courts agree, are the ones best suited to decide how any or all of those factors play out in any given scenario. It's only when a government actor does something truly questionable, like a Coast Guard officer who paid little attention both to a Mayday signal and to reported cries for help from the water, that a court will allow a jury to decide whether a rescue response or seeming non-response was reasonable. So even when rescue teams incorrectly guess at location, when they suspend or even end a search, there's generally no liability for those search and rescue teams who risk their own lives to go after others. In fact, the courts sometimes applaud them, even when the rescues aren't successful. Meantime, all within the past few days, the Kim family held a memorial service for James. Mount Hood climber Brian Hall's family also held a memorial service. And Oregon lawmakers began debate on a new bill there that would require electronic locators above a certain altitude. I'm Amy Guida.